Compass FM and the widest music variety, your community radio station. Always nice to have a chat with Dean Eads from Waimakariri Civil Defence. Kia ora. Good morning, Dino.
Good morning, Kerry. How's things, mate?
Really good, actually. Really good. We're pretty busy here at the radio station, but nothing like you. You have been out and about and doing all sorts of things. Did I see something on Facebook in a community hub conversation in Oxford earlier on in the week?
Yes. I was out there just having a catch-up with the local Lions group on Wednesday night, and we talked about the hub concept and what it could potentially do for the Oxford community and those communities around it if we have a natural disaster.
Okay, so we're not just talking about Oxford, we're talking about all sorts of communities. You were there on Wednesday.
Yep.
Tell me the idea behind a community emergency hub.
Okay.
Tell us about this.
Right, okay. So what it is, the community hub itself is a tool. It's a tool for communities to use at zero dark hundred when everything turns turtle. Now, we're not talking about organising an AMP show at 2 in the morning.
Yep.
We're organising the local community or the local area around a particular area. Let's just say somewhere in Oxford or somewhere in Loburn or somewhere. So the community can come in, they can make a connection, have a brew, get a bit dried out, and then we start connecting people that have needs with people who have offers. And it's not just physical offers. You know, we're talking about people that have skills, people that have tractors, people have sheep or cattle to move but don't have any way of doing it, that kind of stuff.
Yep. So just basically getting everyone prepared in a community little hub area for disaster when it happens.
Yes.
Got to be ready for disaster when it happens.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. It all starts at home. And these messages have been running for since Adam was a cowboy. Yeah, have something ready at home. You know, you're your own cellular portion of the community, and if you can get yourself sorted out, even for a couple of days, a few days, that is awesome. Then you can start helping the wider community.
And that is very much the message that Civil Defence have been doing now. 3 days, it could be even more now.
Yeah.
But let's not worry about the days, but it is personal responsibility. You look after your little hub, then that means that someone doesn't have to worry about you.
Yes.
That means that you may be in a position to help someone else in your community hub.
I like it when you parrot it back to me. It's great.
Who operates the CDEM?
Oh, okay. So these hubs, for instance, so you're probably thinking, oh, yep, that'll be all the trained volunteers that we've got. And we do have. We've got close to 100 people in the district that actually are training to operate during a natural disaster.
Mm.
However, it's not going to be them. Da-da-da-da-da. It'll be you out there in Radio Land, listener. These are designed for communities to run. Communities for communities. And it's really first in, best dressed. And it's a very simple method of how to do it, because I give you all the roles and I give you all the role descriptions.
Yep.
Basically, you just look at a card and go, right, that's my role. This is what I need to do.
Yes.
Easy as. You don't have to reinvent the world. The wheel, especially at 2 o'clock in the morning when everything's a bit fuzzy and hazy.
And will there be any training, ongoing training for these community hubs?
Well, hey, the training comes down to the day that it gets opened up. So we always plan on having a big community event. You know, bring the shaky house, bring the tsunami table, bring all that kind of stuff. Have a good size community facilitation meeting about what are the strengths and what are the weaknesses, where do we have resource, who are the people or what types of skills do we hold within our community. We roll through that, it kind of adds into a basic community plan. Then afterwards, we have a bit of role play, and it's not the kind of role play that you'd have at home.
Yep.
It's the kind that we'll have within the community hub. I'll throw out a whole bunch of scenario cards to the majority of the people there, and probably about a dozen or so people will go in and actually operate the hub, and we'll see how it actually works. Then we'll have a bit of a turnaround to give everybody a go.
And while that goes on, you are actually learning what can happen at 2 o'clock in the morning when the disaster strikes.
That's right, yep. We're not relying on trained volunteers. By all means, trained volunteers will come in along and support these hubs as they open up.
Yep.
But it is the community that is going to be running them, so it's the community that has to basically know what to do. And half the battle won is knowing that you have one of these things in your community.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. The forewarned means it's...
Forearmed.
There you go. I think that's actually the right way of talking about it as well. Community emergency hubs. We've talked about Oxford. We've talked about Loughborne. Loughborne is on the horizon, right?
Yes. Now, Loughborne, I've been talking to Stuart Pretty. Everybody loves Stuart Pretty. He's the local... principal of Loughborne School. And so we've been talking and we're looking at a date at the end of June or that end of June to get that cracked open. Okay. So that'll be fine. Then we'll be most likely go up to Oxford and do another one up there, and then we're going to go throughout the district and just keep rolling these out. The ones that we have already opened in the district.
I was about to ask, is there any that have been opened up that have been organised already?
Gosh, I'm glad that we all came up with our own questions this morning, Kerry. Yes, we've got three that are already operational. So if you live in the Pegasus area, mm-hmm. you have one there, and it's based down at that Pegasus Community Centre. Yeah. We have one in Silverstream in the centre part of that residential community in there.
Yep.
And we have one out at Cust, which is housed at the Cust Community Memorial Hall. So all these three are all up and ready to go. So you just got to make yourself
available.
Not so much make available, but just make yourself aware. Go and have a wee look-see.
Yes.
Look for the community hub sign. So that'll be your first challenge.
Yes, but that challenge is for everyone. And the challenge is for us all to be ready.
That's right.
Absolutely. We've talked about AF8 here. We've talked about tidal waves here. We've talked about tsunamis. We've talked about earthquakes. We've talked about everything. But the key message from Civil Defence is...
be ready, okay, and be ready in yourself in your home, because you're not going to be terribly much use to your community if you're not ready and you're really affected by it. Now, let's be honest, everybody's going to be affected in some way or another.
Yep.
But the more ready you are, if you've got a little bit of an emergency kit or something like that, bit of self resilience, you're going to come out the other end of it a far better off.
So all we have to do is, if anyone is in a community in North Canterbury that would like to get hold of you to maybe have a further discussion on this, what's the best way of doing that, Dan?
Right. Hey, let's see. You can come and visit me at the office if you want. Mm. Hey, that'd be cool. We're in the portacom in between the library and the main entrance to the council.
Yep.
So you can come and pop in and see there. If you've got an idea or would like to get one of these hubs up and running, you can drop me an email at dean.eads@wmk.govt.nz, or you could drop me give me a call on 027 216 5704.
Funnily, that's the same phone number that I've got here for you, Dean, so that's actually a very, very good thing. Community emergency hubs, is this a new thing or a new initiative?
Yeah, hey, it is for us.
Yes.
It actually came out of Wellington. Now, Wellington I'm pretty sure that they would have got it from somewhere else, because there's nothing brand new in this world, let's be honest, after a couple of thousand of years of being around.
Yep.
So it came out of Wellington with my predecessor, Paul Cole. If you've been around, you'll probably have heard his name. Mm. And I'm just developing on that for my term here at the council.
Absolutely. Right. So community emergency hubs, we'll have some information somewhere along the line when it's shared with us. We'll share it with everyone on our Facebook web pages as well. Dean Eads from Waimakariri District Council Civil Defence.
Cheers, Kerry. Thanks, mate.
Compass FM.